So what you're hearing right now is an example of me talking through a setup that's probably similar to something that you're using. It's just a consumer-grade microphone with no pop filter and no plugins on the track. It may be tough to hear on the speakers that you're listening to, but if you listen to the MP3s on our website, you can hear that there's lots of noise in the background. Air conditioning, a dryer running, and lots of things that are just going to get in the way of the great voiceover. I'm going to give you some examples of what some people do who are uneducated in how to work with voiceovers. Here's the number one common mistake, using overcompression. You can hear that the sibilance of my voice is much more noticeable now than it was before. Also, you may be able to hear a little bit of what's called pumping or breathing from overcompression. You may also notice that the background noise is more present now than it was before I did the compression. This is because compression brings up the noise floor. Now here's an example of what a voiceover should sound like. The voice should be present and clear so that the message gets across. Although I am not a trained voice actor, I hope that this example will give you a good idea of what we do here.